Marie Williamson is the Chief Executive Officer for Ag for Life, based in Foothills here in Alberta, and she joins us on the line for the Ag Show today. Marie, thank you very much for joining us today. Harvest time is just around the corner. How much do we need to be safe, especially going into and during the harvesting season?
For sure. We've had some harvests. Harvesting already happening. We're seeing it already going on in the province. We're going to be seeing a lot more of it happening here in the coming months. It's a very busy time. We've got large farm equipment that's going to be moving to and from sites, and we see a lot more of these large pieces of equipment on the highways. And it's a really good time to remember to be seen and to be safe out there to avoid any injuries and fatalities that happen on the highways.
That's a good point you bring up here, Larie, because I was reading the press release that was put out, and the stats, they're rather disturbing, are they not?
They are. We're looking at a great number. Every year there's multiple incidents that occur on highways, whether it be, rollovers with single vehicle collisions where farm equipment's maybe just being driven too close to the shoulder of the road and it's rolling into the ditches. Or most common is multi-vehicle collisions where, automobiles are actually running into farm equipment. And so those are avoidable. If we work together to have those reminders that, hey, be seen and be safe, let's not have any of these incidents that are occurring. And we've got tips for both farmers and ranchers as they operate their equipment. And, equally important for motorists because, whether you're out for a nice drive on the weekend or you're going to and from, you have to remember that these are large pieces of equipment and they are slow moving. They do not adapt. They cannot, they don't have sport tires on them. They need time to react. And as motorists, we need to be considerate of that.
Yeah, you mentioned the, I guess you could call it sort of a two-branch approach, I guess, as far as this heading into the fall season, as far as safety is concerned. One branch is for the farmers and ranchers, and another branch is for the motorists when it comes to safety. How similar is the safety aspect, yet how different is the safety aspect between the two branches?
Well, and, we know, when our farmers are out moving their equipment, there's a very short period of time for them, so to get the harvest completed. But we always remind them to, whenever possible, avoid high traffic times. Roads are busy. So, September also brings back to school. We've got school buses. We've got parents taking the students to school in the morning. There's a lot of traffic, people commuting to work. If you can avoid being on the highway during that particular time, that would be all the better, right? Try and avoid the night driving. Try and avoid, when there's really bad weather that's happening. I mean, and most people do that because they want to avoid the frustration of having their large equipment and trying to negotiate all of that that's happening. Mm-hmm. But we also ask that, make sure that your warning flashers are working, that, you've got your slow-moving vehicle emblem, that it's clean and visible. Watch for overhead power lines. Know your route. Stay out of the soft shoulders, right? Be cautious of narrow bridges. And again, a lot of the farmers and ranchers, they use the same route year after year, so they're very familiar with it. So those are sort of those, just sort of gentle reminders of keep yourself and others safe. It really comes to the unfamiliarity of traveling motorists that are unaware of, just how big these pieces of equipment are. And they're slow. I mean, the typical speed of a piece of farm equipment is 30 to 40 kilometers an hour, right? They're not moving very quickly. So when you're coming up on them, again, they can't maneuver. And we as motorists can't expect them to move over and give us the right of way. That's a courtesy if they do that, but they're under no obligation to do that. So we have to be patient and understand that they're doing their job and it's a very short period of time. And just sit back and relax.
I am also thinking here, Larie, that the patience factor is quite underestimated for both branches of the aspect here. especially when it comes to oversized loads. You know, the equipment is either too tall or very wide. How underestimated can we be with those large pieces of equipment?
Well, and like you say, it's the patience. You know, we're always in a rush, but we have to remember that there's blind spots. So, you know, these large oversized pieces of equipment, they're slow moving, and, you know, there's a lot of blind spots in them. So we might be able to see the operator, but that doesn't mean the operator can see us. So we want to make sure that we're keeping back a safe distance, you know, at least 50 feet. Let's make sure that everybody knows where everybody is. And again, you know, turn your favorite song on and just relax for a few minutes, because, you know, it's not going to take your entire day. So let the farm equipment get where it needs to go, and wait for a safe time. If you are going to pass, wait for a safe time, and don't assume that the operator of that large equipment has to let you pass. You know, that again, that's a courtesy, and, you know, most will do that when it is safe to do that. But, you know, don't drive up behind them and sort of get that road rage going.
When it comes to the farmers and ranchers here, Laurie, how much does anyone who is driving that piece of equipment or operating that piece of equipment sort of underestimate the work and the subsequent safety of the harvest? Because I'm thinking it's like, oh, okay, I'm doing this again. We're at this time of the year again, but how much is it underestimated?
Well, safety has to be top of mind. I mean, it is harvest again. And, you know, as we mentioned, you know, a lot of these operators have been using the same route to and from the fields. You know, they have the same turn on into the intersections. They're very familiar. But familiarity can also lead to complacency, where, you know, we've done a task so routinely that we often, you know, forget about the safety components. So again, that's why we try and, you know, put out those reminders to say, hey, we want you to be safe. We want motorists to be safe, have a very successful harvest season. Let's remember, you know, you're operating a large piece of equipment, and you know, the due diligence to do that, you know, making sure that you've got your slow moving vehicle emblems, you know, you're avoiding high traffic times. You're watching for those vehicles that might be coming up behind you. You know, overhead power lines, you're watching for those. And then, you know, road conditions change, right? So watch for the soft shoulders, the narrow bridges, the loose gravel, the potholes. You know, just kind of those reminders that sometimes when we are doing a task repeatedly, we sometimes take for granted that the conditions will be the same as they always have. So, you know, let's remember that, be safe.
Now, they're obviously not motorists, but how much do the kids need to be aware of harvest safety around this time?
So kids, in terms of, you know, whether they're operating a vehicle, so we've got, you know, students that are driving to and from schools, 100%, they need to be aware of, you know, what it is to travel as a motorist around large pieces of equipment. And, you know, we talk a lot, the work that we do at Agriculture for Life, we do a lot of promotion around rural farm safety for youth. And so we talk a lot about large equipment, whether it be on the highways or just large equipment in general. That's one of the topics that we really focus on with the youth, because large equipment does cause a great number of injury and fatality every year, whether it be with youth or adults. And so we have to be very aware and continue to remind ourselves of what those hazards are, and try and avoid those unnecessary risks.
Got some projects coming up. I know you travel around to schools, to fairs, and a lot of other events that occur in and around, I guess, in and around Alberta, but I guess I'm specifically talking the Peace region, but I guess in the entire of Alberta, are some projects on the horizon for Ag for Life?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, as our mandate is to deliver agriculture and education, and that includes rural and farm safety, we have our rural and farm safety mobile unit that does travel to communities across the province, and it's really to build that awareness and just reinforce the importance of safety to our youth. You know, in particular, when you live in rural Alberta or rural locations, we often encounter hazards that, you know, one isn't going to see. For example, when you're in urban environments, you know, there's open bodies of water that we deal with. There is large equipment. There's large animals. There's, you know, a number of different potential hazards that we work to reinforce and remind students to be aware, to understand what a hazard is, and to reduce their exposure to those hazards. So we work with schools, community groups, to put on different types of events. So this time of the year, we do get very busy as families get back into routine with school and you know, getting back to the harvest and that sort of thing. So we have seen a great number of bookings come through here in the last few weeks.
I'm agreeing that I'm sure it doesn't matter what branch of the tree you're on, but we're all kids from 1 through to 92. Am I on the right track when I say safety is for everyone?
Safety is for everyone, absolutely. And it's almost, you know, we always say safety first, and everybody kind of goes, yes, yes, yes. But again, you know, you have to build safety into every day, you know, what you're doing. You know, as soon as we sort of become complacent, we become fatigued, you know, things become routine, you know, the idea of safety kind of slips a little bit. But we sure want to make sure, you know, that we're reinforcing that safety comes first. We want to empower people to feel confident to speak up for safety. If, you know, especially our youth, if they're given a task and they're maybe unfamiliar with it or there's a concern around safety, we want to empower them so that they have, the opportunity to speak up and say, wait a minute, I need a little more instruction here, or I don't feel that this is safe. Can we talk this through and identify some of the hazards that I'm seeing? And so, you know, you can't take that for granted, because there's just too many injuries and fatalities that occur every year.
Laurie Williamson is the Chief Executive Officer for Ag for Life, based in Foothills here in Alberta. Laurie, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.